Are we going?
We're live. I gotta start closing things out. You know what I hate about Newsweek is like I get to read the article one time and they're like, oh no.
And if you open it again, they're like, get a subscription to Newsweek.
Can't read it anymore. And then they shade it down. I can't see it. I don't know.
And Newsweek is not worth getting a subscription to. Yeah, at all.
I suspect it's not.
At all.
I can't even close it.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Every article takes like 1 minute to read. There is no depth to anything that they write. I can't imagine paying for like ultra short form journalism. You know? Like, who's paying for fucking sound bites? Fuck you. It's like paying for half a blowjob. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I want the back half.
Yeah, I guess if you get to choose.
I want the back half. Are you kidding me? Screw the front half. How's everybody doing in chat tonight? I'm trying to open up a thing and I'm not successfully
doing
it. Hit
the like button, everybody, please.
Yeah, everybody, hit the like button. I gotta see.
I believe it's smash that like smash button.
It. Yeah, Ian, you're doing the
phraseology.
Sorry.
Doing a terrible job.
Penetrate the no.
No, no. Ian, you sound a little off your game. You've had 3 minutes before we went live to be prepared.
You had a total of three minutes to do something to sort of get ready.
I had to think of a good image, which I had completed.
Oh, and in the 3 minutes
you
that you had,
a story.
You no,
we did not give you a story. No,
do we normally give you a story?
Yeah. So Ian will send me a message on Slack at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, and he'll ask me what we're doing. But when I saw the stories that you had gathered this week, Tom, I didn't see anything that really stood out. And so my thought was, what we'll do is whatever's left over, because we had already done the show. And so I thought, well, this would be fun. We'll just do whatever's left over. And what we're doing is whatever's left over. So we're going to be doing whatever's left over tonight instead of... This is the
that's what the live audience deserves is the leftovers. Just
Facebook thing. We wanted to do the Facebook names of the trolls.
I haven't seen it yet.
Give me a second, Ian. I'm doing a thing. Sorry. See, the difference is that what we could have done ahead of time was like set up and
do a little prep work when we're not live.
Oh, that looks good.
That's weird.
Is that for Dune? What is that?
No. Similar style.
What the fuck?
Genre. Let's see. Any other guesses?
Any other guesses?
Hard sci-fi. Anybody in the chat?
Hard sci-fi.
People have seen it.
What the fuck is hard sci-fi?
Foundation.
Oh, you know what hard sci-fi. If you want hard sci-fi,
there you go, Ian.
Yep, it is Foundation. Have you guys watched Foundation yet?
Is it on Apple?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
Yeah, I'm never going to see
it. There's
a
lot of good shows on Apple TV, I got to say.
Is there really? Is it worth getting?
Ted Lasso is like surprisingly sweet and awesome. Oh. And
how much is it though? How much is like I have fucking I have so many of these fucking subscriptions, man.
I know.
It's like, oh, you got to have Hulu, you got to have fucking HBO, you got to have Disney Plus, you got to have it's like fucking
can you get Apple TV on your Roku or do I have to get a separate device?
So many
I have
of
an
them.
Apple TV. Device,
man, fuck
that's
all
like
this.
Cheaper.
I miss cable. Cool. We just subscribe to cable.
I know.
I'm a millionaire.
You have to pay, and you have to like back when my day, back in my parents' day, when you used to have to stand up to change the channel.
I don't really miss that shit, but like in the last year and a half, things have gotten like ridiculously expensive.
It's getting to the point where I have to have six different things. Yeah. I just got HBO again. So I just canceled Hulu.
We have HBO.
And I got HBO. And I watched, Raised by Wolves, the Ridley Scott.
Oh, you were telling me about that. How'd that turn out?
So it's just weird. It's just weird sci-fi horror. So it's like weird more than anything else. I thought it was going to have some really cool, deep sort of atheist versus Christian thing going on. But it didn't.
No.
It didn't. Like it kind of thought, like it started out
it's
that way. But it, yeah, exactly. Just what Ian said. It's superficial. It's really very, very.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's not as deep as I thought, but it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's visually cool. So if you like sci-fi horror, it's barely horror. It's more thriller, I guess, is what you would call it, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not really, it's gross too.
So a lot of dancing?
There's a lot of gross, thriller. Nasty
Ian, yes.
stuff going on.
I don't know why that made me giggle.
Because I'm hilarious. That's why.
Oh, right. You're right. Very hilarious.
But it's not like, hold on. Someone's saying happy birthday.
Steiny said happy birthday, Cal. I believe.
All right.
All right, Cal.
Steiny.
Happy birthday.
I love that name. That's a a reference to Strong Bad email, Steiny.
Oh my
God. Old school.
That is old
school.
That's
old school, baby. Yeah, but it's visually cool to watch.
But the story's all right. It's fine.
But yeah, we started watching that, and we also got it because I wanted to see the new Godzilla versus King Kong movie, which is terrible.
Is it really?
I love Godzilla. Like, grew up with it, so I watched.
Never seen
when
a
I was
Godzilla
a kid.
Movie.
Never.
Never seen one. No, that's not true. I saw the one with Matthew Broderick
yeah,
in it
yeah.
because I used it to sell speakers because it was loud.
Because it's loud.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, every Saturday afternoon or whatever, if there was a Gamera or an Ultraman or a whatever, we would watch it on TV. So I grew up watching all the Godzilla, King Kong,
right.
all that stuff. And so when they started making them when I was an adult, I was, you got me. You
right.
got it. Just like if you make a Star Wars movie now, you got me, man. I watched it when I was a kid. You got me. I'll watch it.
Sure.
Hell
shut
yeah.
up and take my money.
Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, Marvel doesn't do that for me, right? So like if there's a Marvel thing that comes out.
Because you didn't grow up watching
it. I didn't watch grow up watching it.
Right.
So for me, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, if that's on, maybe I'll watch it. But that doesn't grab me like that.
Right.
But like a Godzilla would 100% grab me. And so I watched... There was one a couple years ago that wasn't bad. It was all right. It was fine.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that was eh. And then they did this Godzilla versus King Kong. And it's terrible.
Really?
Like, it's really, really not good. Like it's genuinely stupid. Like really genuinely all the plot points are stupid. And then it's kind of boring. So it's really not great. But I thought it would be fun.
So if I was going to watch a Godzilla movie or a King Kong movie, which one should I watch? What's the best one?
The only one that I could really recommend is the one that came out like maybe 5 years ago that's just called Godzilla.
Okay.
I think that one's okay.
It does not
there's
have
nothing
Matthew
in it. That's,
in it.
There's nothing. There's none of these that are worth watching, though. If you don't like that stuff, don't
I don't
watch
know if
it.
I like. I've never seen
yeah.
it. Yeah. You know?
Ever watch the Pacific Rim movie?
My kids like that movie a lot. Finn loves that movie.
I watched it. I thought it was a better movie.
I
actually think that's a better movie than most of the Godzilla movies that are made now.
I didn't hate that movie.
That was made by a famous director. It's like the guy who did the Pan's Labyrinth, I thought, directed that.
Guillermo
del Toro? I was going to call him Benicio del Toro. But
did he really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. Ian, am I wrong on that?
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. He's the creator.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the creator of that.
Yeah, so. I thought that was I watched that with Finn like when it came out, and he still loves that.
It's
movie.
A great movie.
Yeah,
I think it's
he
fun.
Loves that movie.
It's fun and goofy and stupid, and like you got to ride the fucking thing, you got to drive the thing together, and you got to blink your mind. Yeah. It's stupid, but it's also fun. So
yeah, it's Voltron versus monster.
Exactly, it's super fun.
But I loved Voltron when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that
did
was like
you?
My favorite.
Yeah,
that was my favorite show. I would like race. To the TV, like I would get home from school and like race to the TV.
Yeah. I knew kids like that for
Voltron.
Robotech. They used to love Robotech.
I don't
like
know
that.
Robotech.
Yeah. That was another one that was
but
big.
But God, I
must have
been
day.
In first or second grade because I was still living in Florida. First grade.
It was G.I. Joe for me. That was the big
thing.
God, I loved G.I. Joe when I was a kid. I watched the shit out of that.
G.I. Joe are my favorite toys.
Yeah, G.I.
Joe. They were my favorite toys.
They were my favorite toys too. G.I. Joe. Because
you can take
them
apart and make your own Joes.
What I loved about like those toys, what was fucking awesome was like, all the little things that you could put them in, and they had like a million things.
Yeah.
But I never afforded them. I could just watch the commercials. And then I remember you would get the catalog for like Sears or whatever, and you'd turn it to the G.I. Joes, and they'd have like a whole waterfall with like all the toys set up. And you just stare at that for like a
forever.
Half an hour. For
you'd
a half
like,
an hour.
Oh.
You'd look at it and think, man, look at they got Snake over there, and then they got, you know, Shadow Storm or whatever his name is.
I like the G.I. Joes because you could, I was a very literal kid, and the G.I. Joes bent in ways that you could, conceivably they could fight.
Sure. They moved.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they could hold their weapon.
Not like the Star
fucking,
Wars ones were straight out.
Right. And like, I remember like my friends had the He-Man toys. And I'm like,
the He-Man were like,
I was like,
this.
You can't fight. They're just stiff armed. They're just pivoting at the hips at each other.
And Ram Man, his arms never moved.
No,
you could only press
spring.
Him down, and then you could bounce up. That was
the spring.
That's the best you could do.
That, I also remember the Skunk Gore toy. Do you remember the Skunk Gore toy? It actually smelled
bad. That's so stupid. Such a stupid. But
I still remember it. I'll tell you what. How stupid is it? I'm 43 years old, and I'm talking about it on this podcast.
Tell you what. We're gonna get you a
skunk
or box for Christmas. We got another one here.
I want it to still stink.
It's got to stink.
If it doesn't stink, I don't want it.
From Corey, it says, "I'm too high for this, or was it the Rumplemints?"
I don't know, Corey. You're the one who's mixing, not me.
Jesus, man.
All right, let's do this. We're gonna go to PC.
All right.
Hey. Oh,
so, did you want to show us something ahead of time, Ian?
I did send you the link in the email, but we can do this first.
Okay.
To,
we'll do this first and then we'll do
it. We can do this one first. Check your agenda, Ian.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
What do you have scheduled for us now, Ian?
This is it.
Here we go.
What an asshole. All right. God. Glad I have your fucking permission, Ian.
God. Amazing.
This story comes to the Washington Post. YouTube is banning prominent anti-vaccine activists and blocking all anti-vaccine content.
And it's Mercola. Is this Mercola or is this Kennedy on here? Robert Kennedy here.
Fuck God, those people.
Look at his gaping asshole of a mouth here. What a fuck this guy is. They just banned a bunch of people, but and they took it all down. All down.
It's just fucking gone.
Which tells you, Tom, that they had it in their power to do this for a long time.
You know what? You knew I was going to say it, and I'm glad you beat me to it. So it's not just the fucking Tom Bell ringing again.
Seriously, man, they had the power. This was in your power
the whole time.
Yeah,
it's
Jesus was walking next to you. His footprints were next to you the whole time. The whole time.
I wish I could be in the room where they're like, all right. Now we've hit the tipping point. What the fuck was the tipping point?
The moment you start to see the people who are in polls pushing towards no vaccination over and over, you just got to cut this spigot off. It's your responsibility to cut this spigot off. And we know it's their responsibility because they cut the spigot off. They knew it was their responsibility. Right. They knew they were fucking up.
Like, what was the point of culmination that they reached where they sat around and said, okay, guys, we can't let it get worse than this.
They could now high dive into their giant pile of money.
Yeah.
Instead of just regular dive.
We are all right, guys. Yeah. We monetized the plague long enough.
They fucking absolutely did, though. Right. And you know that it got them a shit ton of money. Yeah. But what's weird, though, is that they were taking down some things that had to do with vaccine. We got hammered and got taken down for it. So I know they were taking some things down already. Yeah,
it took them a while to get to that point.
Yeah.
So if you were, like, saying specific shit or whatever, there was a flag or something. But now it's just gone. And I applaud the decision. Don't get me wrong. It's a little fucking too late. You know, we're at what hopefully someday will be known as the middle of the pandemic. I don't know where we'll be. It'd be interesting to see how that timeline shakes out.
They're starting to drop.
There's still over 100,000 new cases a day.
But they're starting to drop.
The trend line's in the right direction for now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's like, holy shit, like what the fuck had to happen?
Man, and this shows you too that other companies could easily do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Easily do the same thing. It's not impossible for YouTube to ban this content. It's certainly not impossible for Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. It's not impossible for them to ban this stuff. There's things in place.
Yeah. Nobody has a deeper eye on the fucking metrics of the content being shared than these companies.
Yeah,
it's literally their fucking business model.
Right.
So they're never going to sell me that they don't know it's on. I don't know how I find it.
Oh, I can't figure it out.
Oh, really? Because bet I could hire some fucking cyber ninjas to figure it out.
Ian, did you want to say something?
Oh, we got another super chat from Shane this time. Hi from Canada. Great to see you guys again. You're effing hilarious on Citation Needed. The quiz is my new favorite thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
That's great.
The quiz was stolen from us. It was our idea from the David Icke stuff.
Right.
And then everybody liked it so much that we decided to put it in that show.
Yeah.
But back in the day, we did a quiz. Tom and I did a quiz every week for David Icke.
Which is way better than discussing the book.
And it turns out that we hated reading those books.
God damn, that was the worst. That was the hard. Do you remember we were going to read Dianetics?
Yeah, we were going to try. I think we just gave up.
Oh my God.
We just straight up gave up.
That was the hardest.
We straight up gave up. Is anybody reading along with us in chat? Let us know if you're reading along with us. Or listening along for Demon Hunter World. Just put a like, what should they do, Ian? Tell them what they should do.
Mash your face against the keyboard.
Yeah. Just write what? Write yes?
Right.
Should they write yes? Okay. Sure. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for helping.
That's so clever. Great.
You crushed it.
Right.
I'm glad we have you on staff.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and stop paying that last check.
This part. No, wait.
No. You know when we could prep these, Ian? Before the show.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't prep it. Hang on. Let me make a fucking note of that. Prep before the show.
You know, if you're available next time, Ian, maybe 10 minutes before we go live, we could even talk about it. We could have a conversation.
I said.
Okay. You texted it at 8:53 that you'd be there in 1 minute. That's what you texted.
And then he didn't show up until 8:58.
Hang on, because fuck you, Ian. And then at 8:55, I called you a liar.
Yes, but I said a New York minute.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it looks like a lot of people are joining on. So, yeah, that's great. It's been, and that changing of what we're doing on the show and reading a book that we like, I think is so much better. I like sitting down to read the portion.
Yeah.
I don't dread it like I did Ike. When I sat down to read Ike 2, I constantly was just, I would just zone.
You know,
I would just zone.
I would pace while I would read it to stay awake.
Yeah. It's
because
bad.
Because 3 pages in, my body'd be like, we don't need to be conscious for this. Fuck that.
It's so bad.
Jessica says, Tom, please narrate my life.
Write your life down.
Yeah,
and send it to me.
Yeah, do us a favor if you could send that to us line by line. Ian, he's gonna clap every time he makes a mistake too. And
in your life,
yeah.
Every time I fuck up your life,
every time
I'll be
Jessica,
like,
every time every time you mess up, Tom will be behind you and he'll clap.
It's like he's real fucking judgy.
You
back
pay
there.
You pay too much for a used car. Okay.
All right, this is from the conversation.
Hilariously, he left one of those in. I don't know if you noticed. Like, he left one of those in something.
I think in one of the letters.
In one of the letters. So, Tom, when Tom records stuff for Ian to make it easier, it's like when they do it when you're on the big screen and you do the clacker. That's what that's for.
Is that what that's for?
It's to line up this, at least it used to be, to line up the sound with the thing. Because you can see the moment it closes and the
spike of the picture sound, and you
can line those things up. Because you always record from a different source than you would record from. You don't record from your camera. You record from a boom mic that's plugged into a recorder. And so that clack is for that. And so that.
I literally didn't know. It never even occurred to me to wonder.
The clap is for it on. You can visually see it.
Right.
When you're editing, because the wave sign would be big. It would be big and a spike. And so it's easy to scan. And be like, oh, Tom fucked up here. Okay.
Right.
We can easily
delete it.
It's easy. That way we don't have to waste Ian's time listening to a book he doesn't care about.
Right.
You know?
He doesn't want to listen to 40 minutes.
He doesn't listen to you for 40 minutes.
Obviously, you can tell he doesn't listen to the show.
He doesn't listen to the show. Right. He just goes to where he needs to plug in the stuff, and then he listens to maybe 10 seconds of what we're doing. And you're like, okay, they're talking about Trump. And then he finds a clip that doesn't even match what we're doing, and then he plugs it in.
I'm just going to make a note for his performance review. You know, I will say, I think, Chad, I want to know, should we do Ian's performance review live on a live stream?
No. Yes. No.
We have to, don't we?
Yes.
We have to do that.
Absolutely, yes.
We absolutely have to.
When would that be? That'll be in January sometime.
Yeah. We absolutely have to do that. And we have to, all of our decisions about his performance have to be done through straw poll.
Yeah, straw poll. Every single decision needs to be done via straw poll. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think this is 100% going to happen. I think we should do Sarah's too that way. We should have her come on.
Spare her, please. I'll take the bullet.
Super fun. All right, Tom, this one is half of unvaccinated workers say they'd rather quit then get the shot, but the real world data suggests that few are following through. And I want to point you out to a couple of numbers. So a bunch of people, when nothing is on the line, 16% will come out and say, yeah, man, I'd fucking walk away. I'd walk away from a job, 100% walk away from a job if this was on the line, if I had to get access.
That number, depending on who's asking, goes as high as 50 to 63%.
Yeah, it can go up really high.
Right.
Right?
Fuck you, dude. I'm out of here.
Fuck you up. But when there's stuff on the line, turns out that people are a lot more reserved, because it says, it turns out this company here, Houston Methodist Hospital, 25,000 workers, had to get vaccinated by June 7th. Before the mandate, 15% of the employees were unvaccinated. By mid-June, It dropped to 3% and 2% by late July, and a total of 153 workers out of 25,000 were fired or resigned.
Yep.
That's a tiny amount. There's a lot of threats. Yep. There's a lot of threats out there, but it's not.
They're not going to. When people have something at stake, all of a sudden they're willing to. This is why the mandate is so fucking essential. Because when we left it up to people to do the right thing for themselves and for other people, they're fucking almost half were too fucking stupid.
They didn't care.
To goddamn do
they
it.
They didn't care enough.
No.
Yeah.
So now you make a mandate. I'm gonna quit. No, you won't. You won't. This is like, you know, this is the Twitter threat. I'm gonna kick your ass. Really? You're gonna kick my ass on Twitter?
What I love too is the next one is Jewish home family in New Jersey. Only 5 of its 527 workers quit.
Following it. Yeah, that's what is that? That's little less than 1%.
Yeah, it's a tiny amount. Get it's a tiny here. Little amount of people.
I've got people at my work that are like, I don't know what, because the mandate's coming to my work, but it just hasn't happened yet because the OSHA rules haven't been
written. Yeah.
So we've got people like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And in the back of my head, I'm like,
You're just gonna keep collecting a check. You're gonna get the vaccine because
right.
It's not that important to you. There are gonna be some people who work for smaller companies who are gonna say, "Man, I'm glad I work for a smaller company."
Sure.
Because of this. But guess what? If your smaller company closes down, you got to go to a big company. What are you gonna do?
You're gonna go get the fucking vaccine.
You're gonna go get the vaccine, man. Yep. You're gonna go get the vaccine because there's no way we can have a workplace without it in the future.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and go get a shot, you stupid assholes.
Did we get a super chat? I see something.
Yeah, we got a couple. This is from Ixoro. I'm listening through the back catalog for the first time, and I'm at David Icky. Like, crazy hearing Thomas and Noah back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas was a great guest for David.
Yeah, he was.
He's the one who thought he's the one who thought of the quiz.
Do you remember we flew him in and didn't read it on the way in?
Oh, yeah.
He had a 4-hour flight and he didn't read the fucking chapter.
It was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
David said, buy Ian a beer.
Ian doesn't drink.
I know.
Yeah, Ian is joyless.
Ian doesn't do anything fun, guys. You have to remember this.
He's joy. All smooth down like there, guys. It's just smooth.
He's
like a G.I. Joe character. He's like a G.I. like a G.I. Joe.
It's just 100% rubber bands holding his legs to his hips. That's it. There's nothing.
I'm a computer.
You got to pull his arm out to relocate it. So good. So good. Buy Ian a sparkling water. That's more Ian's speed, I think.
Yeah, you know, broccoli or something.
Super fun. Broccoli sparkling water. Sounds amazing.
It's kale flavored soda.
I am not Eli.
Eli commits.
Do you eat eggs?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Right. Well, don't say of course. Don't say of course. Because if I ask you if you ate hamburgers, you'd be like, no, I didn't eat hamburgers.
Well,
so.
They're impossible. Close enough.
Impossible burgers. Those are good. Have you had an Impossible Burger, Tom?
I don't remember if I had Impossible or Beyond.
You said you didn't like the Beyond.
Is that the one? One I had. I don't think I tried the Impossible.
Yeah.
I would try it. I just haven't yet.
Yeah. The Impossible to me is not as good as a meat if you're going to make like let's say you wanted to like spice it up and put it in tacos or something.
Right.
It's not the Impossible is not as good for that. I don't think. It doesn't turn into good ground beef.
Definitely not.
Beyond is perfect for that. It actually is. It has the same bite, the same sort of texture.
Is it a high protein product?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Huh.
I don't. I haven't looked at
it. I am actually interested in it. I'd be curious.
I like Beyond. I think Beyond is good. You said you got it and you said it tastes metallic. I've never had it taste metallic, so I think you got a bad batch.
I might have because like when you get like cafeteria burgers and they have that kind of metallic-y flavor to them.
Yeah, it doesn't taste metallic.
It kind of had that flavor.
It doesn't taste I've never had it taste metallic. So
okay.
Yeah,
we may have gotten a bad batch because we were super excited. Like we got like beautiful buns and like got everything all ready and like we're like, ah, and it was like, ah.
Yeah, no, every time I've had it, I've always really liked it. Beyond is, I think, better than Impossible, in my opinion.
I would try it again.
Yeah. Someone here in chat is saying Impossible is better than Beyond. I disagree. I think Impossible is, in comparison.
Depends on what you use it for.
What do you use it for, Ian? What do you make?
Do you put it on your nipples? Is that it?
What do you if you want to put it on your nipples, you can go to AdamandEve.com.
Use code GLORY. for burgers, it's good, but it's not good in like a bolognese. Like, it's not the right type of meat for
Italian. I cannot imagine it, like a vegetarian bolognese.
The right type of meat is meat in that circumstance.
Yeah, man.
It's not, yes, you know, it's all, you know, not meat. Bolognese, you bolognese needs three meats. It needs three.
Yeah, it's pork.
Right. It's pork, veal and beef. Yeah. You need three.
You have to kill from the sacred trinity of animals.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you have to kill a young one, an old one, and a different one in order for it to work. Like, it's 100%, like, not... That's one thing I would never try to recreate.
I fucking love bolognese, though.
Yeah, bolognese is fucking money,
it's
dude.
It's so good.
It's fucking so good.
It's so fucking good.
What was that place that had that wild boar? It was
Wild Boar Ragu.
Piccolo Sonio.
So
in Chicago.
Good.
Really good.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Super solid.
The wild boar I made was not good.
I know. It was, really
it was very
not,
bad.
Really wasn't.
Yeah, I did a bad job with that.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just bad meat.
Yeah, it was.
You did not do a bad job.
Literally,
it was bad
terrible.
Meat. It was terrible meat. Yeah,
horrible.
It was terrible meat. Tom.
Yeah.
19 of the top 20 Facebook pages for American Christians are run by Eastern European troll farms. But
because
that's not the
course.
It's a study by MIT or whatever, and they figure out that a lot of these are troll farms. But I just want to. I want to zoom in. I'm going to open image in new tab and just zoom in on what these are called.
Some of these are great.
Can you imagine what happened? I mean, how would your life have to be different to like a page on Facebook called Smile and Shine? How different would your life have to be? Or purpose of life?
Cecil, okay, but how about Life is Beautiful?
That could be a movie.
Did you see that movie?
It could be a movie.
It's the saddest movie I've ever seen. I literally cried.
That's a sad movie.
I cried.
It's a super
tears
sad movie. Super
leaked
sad
from
movie.
My eye area.
You gave water.
It was
gave
the
life
saddest
water?
Movie
yeah.
ever.
Yeah,
Life is Beautiful. Let me click on that one. That's
it's a.
I also like, why not us?
Hey, why not us?
Hey,
happiness is in, I love this one. Happiness is in your mind. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Or here's a cheerful
so
one.
So is poverty.
Here, this one's cheerful. Light candle for a lost loved one.
Oh, God.
Not even loved one. We deserve this. We deserve this.
This seriously
Cecil.
Is. I'm totally shocked that Live, Laugh, Love wasn't one of
I
these.
Know, right?
Totally shocked. But yeah, look at how many are have been found out to be troll farms, and they're just
all of them but guideposts.
They're just making money off ads and then seeding. Like it's just all these terrible. Pardon me. It's all these terrible, and it's a 2018 BuzzFeed news investigation found that at least one member of the Russian IRA. Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's the Kremlin-backed Internet Research Agency.
Okay,
that's what the IRA is.
I thought it was different. I was like, internet.
Right?
I was like, IRA, isn't that
that's,
different?
They're branching
that's
out.
It's a different thing. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, but this is something we've been talking about for a long time. This is and this is weird because there's a lot of people out there that like to conflate all the Russia things to try to pass them off as if they didn't happen.
Right.
Right? So they'll conflate the people who say that Russia changed the election for somebody. Russia never changed any election for anybody in that sense where they did anything with votes.
And that was never the claim.
And that was never the claim, but they will make that as a straw man in order to say that nothing ever happened. But this is, I mean, this is...
Russia is continuing to wage a disinformation war against us on our social media. When YouTube, that last story, when YouTube banned vaccine... bad, you know, vaccine disinformation and anti-vax pages and all that stuff. Russia came out and said like, oh, this is really bad for like the spread of like conversation and information or what.
Yeah, they
like,
were, they went 100% free speech.
Yeah, Russia, famed purveyors and champions of free speech, Russia. Well, why do they care? Well, they care because they're using YouTube
to spread disinformation. They
to
spread
kill
it.
Us.
Yeah, to spread disinformation into so Discord.
Right.
Because it does.
Yeah.
Because people march on the Capitol because
it creates chaos. It disrupts the efficiency of our political systems.
You know,
it devalues the dollar. It's what you do against your enemies.
But what's crazy is they've gone out of their way to look at, identify, and ban one type of dangerous misinformation.
Yeah.
What about other types of dangerous misinformation?
I know, man.
Why are those just open season? Why do we look at it and say, hey, man, if you're going to talk about the election and say that it was stolen and say that there was a bunch of votes that were not counted or whatever the dumb fucking
get out of
theory,
here on our platform.
Then we just your fucking video gets taken down.
Because the fucking cowards, man.
And that's the problem, it's is because you're money. Right. Yeah, it's because of money. Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah.
Because the argument I think that they would make is, well, we're getting rid of the vaccine shit because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Motherfuckers, we've been in the middle of a pandemic of disinformation
for a long time. It's not that the disinformation is any more dangerous. Yeah. It's just as dangerous. It's just like it's killing people slower.
Right. But like all the things you want to have happen that aren't happening, they are not happening because of disinformation.
Yeah.
That is what's right. The reason we can't pass a fucking simple piece of voting legislation that the American people want, it's disinformation, man.
Yeah.
It bogs the whole machine down.
All right, I got to find this thing that you sent us, Ian, so let me pull it up.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, last week on our show, we dropped a sponsor, BetterHelp. And we wanted to let people know that we did donate. We donated to the Trevor Project because that is a way. That helps.
It's an outreach organization.
It's an outreach organization
for people who need help.
Yeah, for people who need that kind of help. So that's what we donated to. We donated that money. Actually, we asked Ian to think about some places, and he looked into a bunch of places, and he came back with that. So, and we had actually already.
We've worked with the Trevor Project before. Yeah.
We've actually gone out of our way to donate to them before. So, all right.
Yeah, they also had like a really great rating on. I sent you the link.
Like on Charity Navigator.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh no! Oh no!
Is there a sound?
No, there's no sound.
No, it's just.
Don't do this.
It's true, man. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. The funny thing
is, this is so good.
It's so well written. Okay,
that's so great.
Okay, people are listening to us as patrons. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I can't. I would have be hard pressed to explain this. My suggestion is go into the Ian will post this.
I'll post it in the chat.
Sorry, folks. It's 2 minutes of us just laughing at something, but that's impossible.
That's so good.
It's impossible for us to explain it. But yeah, it's a Princess Bride joke. So it's actually very funny. But yeah, it's 100%. It's like
COVID-related.
It's
like that fucking article we read from Breitbart.
Yeah,
last
Breitbart
week.
Article.
It's the same thing.
Unreal. It was just unreal.
I'll send everybody the link.
Yeah, we had a bunch of messages about that, and people were saying that they think it's really just someone who just recognizes that, you know, taking the vaccine is the right thing to do, and he's trying to make a plea to those people. Not that he's trying to troll. That it's actually like a real plea to try to convince them to do it. I don't know.
I don't know. Because the mind backflips that you have to do to even write that article are just so befuddling.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
One thing I thought you were going to show us, Ian, was that there's a thing going around right now where they're talking about soaking. Have you seen this, Ian?
Soaking?
Oh, and the jumping?
Yeah, the jumping. The jumping on the bed. So it's all bullshit. I think it's all a lie.
Ian, show me what he's talking about.
It's all a
lie. It's just for...
It's all for views, right? It's for views. It's dumb. It's mostly.
It's like it's, that. Didn't I show you the one with the toilet and them filling up? Punch.
Punch and stuff. Yeah,
it's like the same type of trolly TikTok behavior, but it's funny.
So evidently they're saying, and this has been around for a while because I have heard of soaking before in the past, but I think it's an urban
soaking
legend.
Is real.
No, it's not.
Isn't.
No, it's not.
Soaking is...
It is not real. There's no way that's
real.
What
the fuck is...
Mormons are, Ian, Mormons no, actually, it'll be more fun if Ian explains
it to
Ian,
what the
tell
fuck
us
is
what
soaking?
Soaking is.
No, God. I could not say anything. So when
two Mormons love each other very much...
Two love each other very much, and they want to stay within the not get kicked out of the church, and they want to have a temple wedding, then they may enjoy a time in which the man with his fury standing tall and thick. Well, if I mean,
how thick? Hold on, let's stop there. Let's roll back. Let's roll back a second.
No.
And if you want to stand tall and thick, you can head over to AdamandEve.com and our Gloria
Chica. Right. Okay. And the woman supplicating allows herself to the flower of her being is in the eyes of God. If no movement is detected, then it's not.
He sticks it in and doesn't move.
That's what he does. Supposedly, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
No human being could do that.
I don't believe it.
Nobody could do that.
Hey, jokes on jokes on you, honey. Yeah. I came on the way in. Yeah. Doctor, do you have anything for premature? Forget it. Yeah, no, seriously.
Are there any
like
former Mormons in the chat?
I just don't believe it. That's not a real thing.
Like, I mean, it's a little wacky.
I don't
do you
believe
come?
It's
like,
true.
Do you ejaculate
no,
in?
No, they just lay
you
there.
Just kind of hang out?
They just hang out.
Just luxuriate in the warmth? Like, is it like a, I mean, it's like a fucking spa day for your dick? You're just hanging out? Like,
yeah, but it's like Catholics. Like,
I don't believe it's real. I think it's a lie. It's just a lie.
Do you think any Catholics are really like, you know what, stick it in my ass instead? I don't know that that's.
Is God a T-Rex? He only detects movement. God is a T-Rex.
The sins are based on movement.
I don't see anybody moving, so must not be no sin around here.
Also, like, you didn't see me move in there in the first place.
I know, right? Like he closed his eyes when he saw that, and then now you're just.
I mean, there's at
out.
Least one in and out.
There's at least one in and out. Right. Yeah, there's the old in and out.
I mean, like, I'm my max is three, but still, like.
Seriously, though, I don't believe it. Like, I don't think it's a real thing. I know that everybody's like, oh, it's a real thing. And now there's a joke going around on TikTok where you soak and then you call a friend over to jump on the bed. And so that's the joke is that.
That's fun.
And then now people on Twitter are even like, talking about how they used to do this when they went to BYU, but it's just, I don't believe it's true. I just don't believe you. Like,
Keep jumping!
Like, yeah, it's just stupid. We inadvertently jump. Why not ride into, like, a bumpy back of a pickup truck or something? Like, there seems like there's much better ways to do it. You keep on trying to interrupt, Ian. Way. Why don't you interrupt?
What are you trying to say?
I don't want to, like, you know, sometimes... Just want to get in when and not out too many times. Just like one time in, and then I'll. All right. No, but I sent you another link so you could pull that up for people that want to see this. It's kind of relative to what you were just saying. In fact,
show.
A lot of you have probably already seen it
from the end show.
It's okay. It's in the same.
Soaking is a
Hold
practice.
On, let's put it on the big screen.
All right.
There you go.
I gotta read it. So, soaking is a practice used by some young Mormons to engage in premarital sexual activity without angering God. Basically, a guy soaks his penis inside a girl without moving because it's the motion that makes it a sin. This is because God is a T-Rex and his vision is based on movement. That's
same
amazing.
Joke.
That's
I
great.
Made the same joke. Where'd he go? That's amazing. So good. They should have like a glass of water with the poomp in it from Jurassic Park. Perfect. That's so good. I'm glad I made a comic before reading a comic. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get a thing?
Sure. Kara grew up Mormon. If you know anyone that can ask her eyes. Okay. There you go.
What?
I don't know what you said. You got to read it slower.
Oh.
I got to get in there and then stay there. And then you got to, there you go.
I'll jump.
Tom's the jumper.
I'm the jumper.
Kara
I tire out quickly, so
Mormon.
You better pop.
Yeah. Stone Banana says, go
Kara
ahead.
Kara sent to me, grew up Mormon. That's it.
She grew up Mormon. Did she grow up Mormon?
She did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess you'd probably have to work with her pretty closely to know
that
she grew up.
Get her on the call real quick. Let's see if she's been soaking.
I don't know. Okay.
This is a reasonable and not at all offensive question to ask somebody.
Oh my God.
just
could you imagine?
All right, now when Kara, when you believed in bullshit.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ. I just cringed. I feel like a fucking turtle. I just cringed inside of myself here.
Oh God.
Like what you do after soaking.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
After soaking.
If it gets cold.
Mormons, you're soaking in it. All right. You don't have any other comics you want to show us, Ian?
No, I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
All right, we got more show to record. We got to go. So, everybody, by the way, just want to let everybody know, at the end of next month, there's going to be 2 days that we're going to be off. Tom and I are going to be off. So, we wanted to like get it on your calendars early. 21st, 28th?
I'm gone the 21st.
21st, yep. I'm gone the 28th. Yep. So, we're not going to be on 21st and 28th of this next month. So, 7th, 14th, and then we'll be back on the 4th. We're actually going to be taking some vacation time. So we're going to be out the 21st and the 28th of next month. No stream those 2 days, but we still have two more in a row. So, I like that Mark got my Palmolive ad reference. I like that. I said, Mormons, you're soaking in it.
I forgot. Palmolive. Oh my God. That's an old,
It's old ad. Yeah. They used to put their hands in it.
They did. Like I remember that. Like I was trying to think of like an old commercial to make a joke. You remember those like Calgon Take Me Away?
All right. So we're going to go, guys, but we'll be back next week. And then the following week, and then we'll be off for a couple weeks. So make sure to mark your calendars and do something else that's fun those nights. Maybe soak a little. Soak in a hot tub. All right. We're going to go. What do I got to do, Ian? Hit end. I hit end.
You can hit the end.
Hit end. And then we have our banter for a second. We do a little banter. Just a little banter before we go.
Just a tad.
Bye, everybody. Have a great night.
Just like a post.
Like a little tiny post.
Just a post soak. Like a soak in a schwitz.
Right. We just.
Schwitz.
Be funny, Ian. Go.
Oh. Eli sucks, right? I don't know why I keep throwing him under the bus. I can't help it. It's so just kind of funny.
So mean. But yeah.
You're 100% right. All right, we got to go, guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good